Norwich is bearing down on her, though. It's Margaret Adeoye. Adeoye's going to win it. Honora in second. And then came Hayley Jones. Who's had a good...
The Olympics only comes once in the UK. I can always get a job. So then I thought, okay, I'll see how my indoor season goes, just see where I'm at. If I'm way behind, like if I'm like 30th in the country, then really it's not worth giving up work. But if I'm like top two, top three, top five, then I'm going to do it. And then my indoor went really well. I'm like number one in Europe. So then I was like, that's it. I'm doing it. I don't even think I thought it through properly. But right now, I feel like I'm making the right decision.
That was a wonderful run, 23.12.
The UK Indoor Championships kind of raised your profile quite considerably, I think. Have you noticed anything new?
I had a race before the trials, which I think is the one that kind of did raise my profile the most, because it was my first senior international and it was against a really strong field and I won there. And I think since then there's been the kind of talks, Margaret's in good shape, let's see what she does at trials. And trials happened and I carried on my form. I don't know, it's just weird. For me, it hasn't fully sunk in yet, but everything seems normal. My coach is still kicking my ass on the track, so I haven't really noticed much. It's just back to the nitty-gritty grind. So
we'll just talk about Linford Christie quickly. Like, what's it like to work under the big man?
he's a joker. Everything's a joke, basically. You could be doing a crazy session and you could be lying on the floor dying and he'll be like, what are you doing on the floor? What did you lose? And you're thinking, I'm dying here, and you want to be like laughing about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm sore. I'm like, I'm not. Get up. Like, everything's a joke. And I think that's what's helped the winter so much, because you don't realise how hard it is, because he's always making you laugh. So you could be doing some serious training, but you don't realise it because you're giggling all the time. So, yeah, it's really good.
Christie's in. Christie's got a win to create history. The oldest man ever. 9.96.
I think to many wannabe sprinters, he's one of the people you look up. He's one of your heroes. Yeah. Who do you idolise?
I actually used to really idolise Marion Jones, obviously before the whole drug scandal thing. And then after her, I kind of didn't really watch anybody, because you don't know what anybody's doing. And since I started training with Linford, I'm kind of like glued to him. That's why I call him all the time. And I would say that he's my hero now, yeah.
But what a day it has been. Margaret Adeoye from Enfield and Haringey all of a sudden finds herself in the Olympic team.